Now, I tell you, George told me today he was thinking of this boy, Ron Neeson.
Ron Neeson?
Yeah, remember the boy that we thought his name was Ron Cochran before? Yeah. He's NBC.
Yeah.
That's what George, I told George, but I said, George, could he take over as press secretary in case? Well, he said Kilduff could do that.
No, I ain't going to have Kilduff. Kilduff's destroyed himself with me for leaking that story. I believe you, and I know that you and I and Kilduff the only ones who know it, so he's through as far as I'm concerned. I want him to just be a manager.
Well, my only point that I'm making, Mr. President, is that George is not thinking in terms of a man who can take over as press secretary, which I think is wrong.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he needs a real top-flight number one man there who could understudy him, and if he were laid out tomorrow, step into that spot.
Not understudy him, but associate.
That's what I mean, associate.
That's right, what he ought to be.
An associate and who's right there at George's side and almost interchangeable with George, and that way you're too deep in the press secretary's office. Now, Kennedy never was, and I don't suppose Eisenhower was either, for that matter. They just had anonymous people in there.
I think if we got a man that had the complete respect of all of them and was able as hell to be associate press secretary and could dig up stuff and bring it into George, go around to people and say, what do you got, Feldman? What do you got, Moyer? And just kind of be a reporter and come in there and then handle them once in a while himself, I think you could improve the attitude a good deal of the press corps.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, Mr. President, particularly if he's a man of Scherer's capability. I think a man like Scherer, without even knowing him, is respected in the press corps. And it would upgrade the office, no question about it. I think young Ron Neeson is a bright young man, but he is a young man. And I don't think any of the... after all, he's a kind of a lager. For Huntley Brinkley, and he is under Gorosky. He's not the Gorosky stripe even. Mm-hmm. So that caliber man is not going to be as top.
Say, is Mary Margaret there?
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to her. Goddamn her! I left word for her to call me this morning.
Well, she called me today and wanted to know if you'd called her, and I said you had.
Damn well. Damn it, what are you doing, standing between us?
No, sir, I didn't.
I called you there this morning when I called
her.
What was I calling her about?
You were calling her about
my first kid
at the golf. And,
yeah, that's Margie, that's right.
Just a minute, here she is.
Hello.
How does a fella get you to return his call?
I did. And the
well, I got you never returned it to me.
Well, sir, when I came back, Hazel told me that she'd call, and so I called. I said, the president called me, and she said yes. And she rang back, and she said his line is busy right now. And I said,
right.
Well, I want to leave word that I tried to return his call.
Well, no, that never got to me. You
it
know
did.
Better than that. No, it
well,
didn't.
You better see who runs the White House operators.
I sure will.
Because I just thought, I think I got in touch with Jack later on.
How'd you like the little ride that Courtney McPherson got today?
I thought it was darling.
She's New York Times, all of them.
I think it was just darling. Cute picture.
Well, where were you this morning checking out there when we go to call you at night? Yeah, over at the cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's where it was.
All right, okay. Well, now let me see what else was I wanted to ask you. Did your husband didn't by chance mention he got a birdie yesterday, did he?
He did. He just sort of dropped it. He just sort of let it pass.
Well, honey, he jumped up, down, shouted, and I never saw a fella. But I'm telling you, you don't need to worry about him getting invited anymore.
He's not. Well, that's good. I don't want him to be.
Well, I'm not going to invite him.
He's supposed to be the same as me.
All right, well,
you won't ask him ever.
Well, both of you looked crippled yesterday morning when he came into church. And I decided I'd give him a little relaxation. But I tell you, after he played like he did, getting three or four pars and a birdie and showing me up and making me look like I was just a big fumble bum, I'm not going to invite him.
That's good. I'm glad. You couldn't say anything I'd like to hear more. That's what I was hoping you'd say. It just made me happy.
Well, he was doing that on account of you, I imagine, that birdie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he probably decided that
he wouldn't have made a birdie if he'd known he meant he never could play golf anymore.
No, he can play, but I'm not going to invite him to go out there and disgrace me. Because, you know, Homer let me win dominoes.
He would?
Yeah.
Jack hadn't learned yet.
He's not learned. He's still trying to be Mr. Supreme. He wants to be Mr. Superior.
Well, he should have learned that long ago.
You tell him he's going to win an argument and lose a sale.
Yeah, you don't beat your boss at golf or dominoes.
That's right. Well, I'm going on home to eat dinner now. I'm talking to Bill Morley and Walter, but I want to check with you. And if I couldn't get you early in the morning, I'd get you later in the evening.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you turned your call.
Goodbye.
Bye.